The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas. Welcome back. It's another episode of Circle Time, obviously. That's why you clicked on this episode. But what's up? How's everyone doing? I hope you're good. We have a very fun episode today. Something I love doing is a Q&A. I've always loved a Q&A. And so I love doing them with my sweet circlers. And I am, you know, still on maternity leave. And so I figured, why not have a little Q&A, a little solo Q&A with all of you? So I asked on Instagram, if you have any questions for me, make them fun, silly, juicy, whatever it is. I kind of glanced through some of them, and there's going to be some good ones, I think. We'll see. Marsh is on the mic as well. Marshall, do you want to say hi?
Hey.
There he is. He might be on the camera, unless we take his camera footage off, but the people love Marsh, and as do I. So happy to have you. He is looking at my phone right now, and he will be answering or asking me the question. So I'll be a little surprised.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. Let's get into it. Let's see what you guys really want to know about me. I'm excited and kind of scared.
I like this first one.
Okay.
Have you seen The Golden Bachelor?
I have not seen The Golden Bachelor because I think it would make me cry too much. It kind of breaks my heart a little bit too much. And I love the fact that they're all there, like really looking for love, you know, like everybody's like, I love that they're not trying to be influencers and blah, blah, blah. They just start looking for love. And I'm like, yeah, I love that too. But at the same time, it makes it a lot sadder when they like don't find love because that's all they want. And I want them to be happy. It just makes me too sad. I'm too emotional right now. I can't. I'm sorry. Maybe one day, you know, every time I see that guy crying, like a clip of him, it's just like, he's like sobbing. And I can't watch an old man cry. It makes me sad.
Lighthearted content only right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich? Please explain.
Do I think a hot dog is a sandwich? Thank God we're asking the riveting questions here that I was hoping we could get into.
Right.
I don't think it's a sandwich. I think it's just a hot dog on a bun. Like, I don't know why we have to classify it as anything else except what it is.
It's like in a category of its own.
It really is.
Which is very like it girl.
It is so it girl. Oh my God, hot dogs are so it girl.
It girl.
But like if a hot dog was cut up and put in between two pieces of white bread, then that would be like a hot dog sandwich. But if it's a hot dog on a bun, that's its own thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Open face. No. Hot dog.
Yeah, now I'm kind of like wanting
toast.
A hot dog sliced up in between two pieces of white bread.
That'd be good.
With like ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds good. I want one of those now. Maybe that's what I'll have for dinner.
This one says,
I'm scared.
Fave and least fave on Vanderpump Rules. I know we're like positive vibes only if you want to just go faves.
I'm fine to not do positive vibes only. Q&As can get a little, let's get a little juicy,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, let's get spicy. Yeah.
We might as well get a little spicy. Fave and least fave on Vanderpump Rules. I would say my least favorite is Tom Sandoval. Obviously, it's like, it's kind of like a no-brainer. I will say, even before he like really fucked up, like in the early seasons, well, he was always kind of fucking up, but like I've just never really liked him. Sorry, Tom. Nothing, nothing but love. That's not true. I just said I've never liked you. But anyway, I don't know you, but I've never liked you on the show. And I would say my favorite is, that's really hard, but it honestly might be Lala. Is that crazy? This, all of that being said, I love Ariana. I love Katie. I do love Sheena. I really love everyone. All the girls, all the girlies. And I haven't seen like the middle season. So like, I don't really know all of the tea and the drama. It's just from like the most recent season and the earlier seasons. That's all I know. So yeah, that's my answer on that. I need to watch it all. That's the show I put on when I found out I was pregnant to try to like distract myself from going insane, waiting for Cody to come home. I put on Vanderpump to try to take my mind off of things, and it didn't help at all, actually. But yeah.
So this one's good because we used to talk about this a lot. What have you been reading lately?
Oh my God. Yeah, we did used to talk about this a lot. And you're probably thinking, God, we'd love an update. And I just haven't read anything. That's why there hasn't been a single update, because I fell off the wagon hard. But I've been reading The Things We Leave Unfinished, I think it's called, for like the longest time. And I don't know why. I've heard such great things about this book. I don't know why. I just am not very into it. And I'm just kind of feeling like maybe I just need to start fresh with a new book, because I want to get back into reading. I've read some like baby stuff, like parent books. Mm-hmm. But like, I need to get back into it. It's so easy to fall off. Once you're like not into a book and you don't read for a while, it's so easy to fall off. So that's, I guess, what I'm reading, but I'm not loving it. And I don't know if I just need to like give it more time or if I should just start fresh with a new book. Okay, so full transparency, I really used to have the worst PMS, and the week before my period was rough. It was rough for me. It was rough for the people around me, honestly. Every month there would be a few days where I just didn't feel like myself. I'd be irritable. I'd have random food cravings. And then I found Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that's really what we all want. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS, like I did. I tried a lot of supplements to help lessen my PMS symptoms, and none were working. And I think what sets Estro Control apart is that the ingredients help support the liver, and that is where our hormones get processed, which I didn't realize before, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS symptoms. I really used to have just like the worst PMS, okay? And I would have such a rough week before my period. First, I didn't really realize what it was. Then I realized it was PMS. And just every month, there would be a few days where I really didn't feel like myself. I would be irritable and not as pleasant as I normally am, you know? And I would have random food cravings, and it was just kind of a mess. And then I found Estro Control. Truly, I cannot recommend Estro Control enough. If you struggle with PMS, it just has taken a worry off my plate and helped me feel myself all month long. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CIRCLETIME at checkout. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Why, you might ask? Hinge gives you a sense of someone's personality and lets you share your own. You get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts, plus get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. I personally have so many people in my life who have met their significant other on Hinge. My cousin met her now husband on Hinge, and they are just so happy and in love and perfect for each other. Their answers to the prompts and photos let them both know they had similar sense of humor and they had a lot of common interests before they even went on their first date. Because they met on Hinge, they both knew they were looking for a fulfilling relationship, and the rest is just history. They just got married in December, and it's just beautiful. I know when it comes to dating, it can be tough to put yourself out there and know where to start, but that is why I am excited about Hinge, our sponsor. As you all know, I am a married woman, a happily married woman, but if I were single today, Hinge would be the app that I use. I just know it. I love helping my friends update their profiles and trying out the different prompts and stuff and adding new pictures. It's just fun, you know? I hear amazing things from friends that it is the app to use if you're trying to date intentionally. Hinge is a perfect dating app if you're ready to put your best foot forward, go beyond the surface, and express your personality and meet people who are on the same page. On Hinge, there are no rules, timers, or games. If you're feeling inspired, give Hinge a try. Download Hinge today and find someone worth deleting the app for.
Top five favorite cheeses.
Top five favorite cheeses. Starting at five, I'm going to go Gorgonzola, which is kind of nuts, but I do love it. Four is probably goat, honestly, which is, you know, it's that's like a, what's the word I'm looking for? People either love it or hate it. Polarizing, I feel like. That's the word I was looking for. Three is like provolone. Three. Two, a sharp cheddar. And one, honestly, is Swiss. I love Swiss cheese. I think it's so delicious. And, oh, but what about Parmesan? Let's take out Gorgonzola, move goat to five, provolone at four, Parmesan at three, sharp cheddar at two, Swiss at one.
Nice.
Thank you for asking. Marsh, do you miss cheese?
I really don't.
Okay. That's good.
I fully don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marsh is vegan.
For 8 years in November.
Wow.
It was just my eight year anniversary.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That's kind of amazing that you don't miss cheese.
No. And most things that you could ever crave, like, I can have.
Right.
You know, I've found, like, banging vegan nachos with, like, good cashew. I know it's, like, people come at me.
No, I've had good cashew cheese.
But I'm like, this is good.
Okay. Marsh is happy vegan, guys. Don't try to change him.
Oh, what was your, and we're recording this in the end of November, but what was your Spotify Wrapped?
Okay. Yes, we are recording this end of November, but I do want to share my Spotify Wrapped with you guys.
Yeah. Do you need your
phone? But I need my phone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Because I'm interested. And I, like, want to share it, but I always get, like, too nervous to post it on my...
I just, like, would never post mine.
Yeah. Was your top Ariana Grande?
I didn't even look.
You didn't look?
No, yeah. I was like, I will. I'll get to it when I get to it.
Oh, my God. I was so excited to see. Okay. Let's see. Where's just, like, the lists that were... Okay, obviously Taylor Swift was my top artist. And sorry, I'm trying to find like, okay, so my top artist was Taylor Swift, obviously. My second was Maud Latour, who we've had on the show. So that is exciting. Three is Gracie Abrams, obviously. Four is Drake. And five is SZA.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's a solid lineup. Sometimes there's always like one in there that's like, weird. Let's see. Like that one like makes sense to me. My top songs were the first one was Delicate by Taylor Swift. And it's funny because that is the song that I listen to and I take off on an airplane. And I only like I don't really listen to it other than that, but I always listen to it when I'm taking off on a flight. And so that was my number one song. Two is Never Felt So Alone by Labyrinth and Billie Eilish. Three is Crush by Ethel Kane, because that song is such a fucking slapper. Four is Where Do We Go Now by Gracie Abrams. And five is Consideration by Rihanna and SZA, which is crazy. Crazy that that's number five. That's random to me. There we have it. That's my Spotify Wrapped for 2023. A little late for when this is out, but... still the same, nevertheless. I feel like my, like, Delicate has been on my top songs list forever. And I just, like, don't know how much it could really change.
Okay. What's your favorite form of potato?
Mashed. My favorite form of potato is mashed all the way. Mashed potato is one of my favorite food in general.
Yeah, it's up there. Are there any baby names that you loved and Cody didn't love?
That's a good question. I feel like... there definitely has to be. There's one that I'm thinking of off the top of my head, but I don't want to share it because I do think he could come around. And and so I'm really like holding out hope that he might come around. And if he never does, then I'll eventually share it. But there's like I like a lot of different names. There's one. Oh, I really like the name Wit, W-H-I-T, like for a little boy. I taught a little boy named Wit, and he was like a little distinguished gentleman. I felt like, I don't know, it's just like a cute name, and he's not really behind it. So I would say Wit. There won't be a Wit College Essay anytime soon, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
When my brother was being born, he's younger, I wanted to name him two things. I told my mom, I was three.
Okay.
I either wanted to name him Flick.
Okay.
Like from A Bug's
like
Life.
From A Bug's Life, yeah.
Or Shamu.
Oh.
And then they went with Alex, which is...
It's weird that they got that from that.
Yeah.
my friend Emma, who's been on the podcast, her middle name is Sophie Alabama.
Okay.
And because her sister got to choose her middle name, and she was like really into that song, and I was like, oh, Susanna, why don't you come from me? That I come from Alabama, that song.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I want her middle name to be Alabama. And so they tossed it in there.
I kind of love, though.
I love it, too.
It has a nice ring to it.
It does.
This one's more advice-like.
Okay.
But I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
My boyfriend uses me as his therapist. Mm. How do I convince him to see an actual therapist?
Oh, I feel like you have to say, like, you have to just be like, I think I'm going to be too biased. Like, you have to kind of maybe, like, make you seem like bad guy. Like, don't blame it on him. Don't be like, you can't keep doing this. I'm not your therapist. Go find someone else. Because, like, that could be, like, he might, like, never want to open up to you. And, like, you still want him to feel like he can talk to you. But, like, you could say, like, I feel like I'm going to give you, like, too biased of advice because I care about you and I love you. And I'm going to, like, be on your side. So, like, why don't you go talk to someone who doesn't have an opinion on the situation? That way you can, like, see both sides of it, you know? Like, make it like you're doing it for him and not like you're annoyed with him for doing that.
I like that a lot. Who buys undies for Cody?
Who buys undies for Cody? Some of these questions
are so funny. Like, probably Cody.
He buys them for himself. I did buy him Skims.
Ooh.
When the guy's Skims came out.
I want to try.
I was like, how would he know that Skims made guy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I wasn't just going to send him a link. I just bought him for him to try. But that was the only time I've ever bought him undies, to be honest.
Yeah.
He can handle that one on his own.
He's a big boy.
Sometimes I'm like, when has he ever bought underwear, though?
I think a lot of wives and girlfriends have this question.
Because it's like, does he just buy them maybe like, and I don't see him open the package. Like, it's easy to just like not notice that he's doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, either he hasn't gotten new underwear since I've met him, or I know he has. Me Undies sends him a lot of underwear.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
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 Good
so.
Friend. Shout out. Oh, this is cute. What is your favorite thing about chili?
Oh my God. I didn't know you were going to say chili. My favorite thing about chili?
That's probably hard.
Oh God. I it's funny because I'm having a baby. And so like this feeling is probably just going to like amplify to a million. Like I actually didn't know I could love something so much as I love chili. I think my favorite thing about him is just like his eyes, like the way he like looks at me, his little eyes in his face, and just we look into each other's eyes, and it's like he's my little like soulmate. We stare into each other's eyes because we just love each other, and he just makes me so happy. You know what? My favorite thing about him is that he makes everyone around him smile all the time. Anyone who meets him, he just like brings joy to people's lives. And I'm happy that he does that because he's just such a good boy. So, yeah.
2024 Chili guest on Circle Time.
I almost brought him today. I had a hard time saying goodbye to him this morning. There's some days where I'm like, okay, see you later. And there's some days where I'm like, I don't want to leave you.
Yeah.
But he stayed home.
If you were to move to a small, not well-known town, what town would you move to?
Not well-known. I don't know. That's kind of tough. I would maybe move... Well, the first thought that comes to my mind is like Whitefish, Montana. But I feel like that's getting more and more known.
I didn't know it.
Okay. I would say Whitefish, Montana. I would also move to like somewhere in upstate New York. My dad is from Kingston, New York, upstate. So maybe somewhere like that.
Very cute. Do you have the same routine in a day? Says parentheses morning/night person. How to make it work. It says hoe to make it work, but I'm assuming.
You gotta hoe to make things work sometimes. Yeah. It's true. I don't really, I have like a skincare routine I do in the day and in the night, but like I don't really like do anything when I wake up that's like a ritual. Like I just kind of like wake up and I'm like, okay, let's see what today holds. But, and same with nighttime. Like there's not many routines happening, which could or couldn't be an issue, but it's working for me right now. My skincare stays the same though. So that's something. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of cool. If you could release a product, what would it be? Besides like merch, they said.
If I could release a product, ow, oh my God, sorry. My child is just killing my insides. Ugh. Kicking like no other. If I could release any product, it would be maybe ice cream.
Ooh.
Like I've developed like a real passion for ice cream. It's always been like my favorite kind of dessert besides chocolate chip cookies, but like I think it would be ice cream. And maybe it will be one day. I would love to do that. So yeah, a little ice cream shop, you know, something like that. All right, so it's not a secret, but I love shopping and I love clothes and I love all of that. And I just get so much joy. I always have from picking out my like different outfits and all of that, but it takes a long time and I don't have a lot of time these days. So I've like kind of wanted to do a little closet revamp, you know, just have some like high quality staple pieces in there that I love and that I can just easily accessorize and like easily put together an outfit with them. And Quince has been such a help with this. Quince offers a range of high quality items at prices within reach, like washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, 14 karat gold jewelry, or like the 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater I got for myself for only $50. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories and cut out the cost of the middleman, passing the savings along to us. It really is the best. This stuff is just such great quality. One of my favorite things I own from Quince is a cardigan, and it is just like I truly wear it pretty much every day. It is one of those sweaters that somehow just looks good with everything I own, and it's comfortable, and I need to be comfortable now, and cute, and that's exactly what it is. Another one of my closet staples that I have from Quince is like an oversized leather jacket. I was looking everywhere for kind of just like a staple leather jacket, and they're all so expensive. And my Quince jacket was a fraction of the cost, and it's everything I wanted. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/circletime for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/circletime to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/circletime. So I feel like everyone can agree that one of the most annoying parts of getting older and becoming an adult is having to book all of your own doctor's appointments. I have always really hated doing it, and the fact that now I have to do it for my own child is really just mind-blowing. But like when I first moved out of my parents' house and had to find my own doctor and everything, I asked everyone I knew for recommendations. I'd finally end up calling a doctor's office and they'd have just like a mile long wait list, or they wouldn't take my insurance, or I just didn't like them. And then I would just like Google my symptoms and completely spiral, because the internet is a scary place when you're Googling symptoms, and it just was never easy. And then I got introduced to ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, who are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 to 48 hours. I've even gotten a same-day appointment before. And now there's no more anxiously calling a bunch of doctor's office receptionists. You just book right there in the app with a few taps. All the reviews are patient verified, so you can get a real sense of if it would be a good fit for you before booking.
ZocDoc is the best. It has saved me so much time, saved me so much spiraling and anxiety, and I just know all you would love it. So go to ZocDoc.com/circletime and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/circletime. ZocDoc.com/circletime.
This one's like a would you rather.
Okay.
And it's so weird.
Okay, would you rather? A weird one.
But I like love. Okay. You have to choose like between turning chili into a cat or ham and brisket into dogs.
Okay, I have to choose between turning chili into a cat or ham and brisket into dogs. I'd choose ham and brisket into dogs. Because I think they would like that too, because they don't like go outside or anything right now because we have coyotes and like I don't want them to get eaten. But like Chili can still go outside. He's just on his leash. Like I feel like Chili gets to like explore the world more. And I think Ham and Brisket would like exploring the world more. And it's easier for that to happen with dogs because they're a little bit more like
adventurous
and like go with the flow. Like Ham and Brisket just don't, they're just not like that, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe that, but they're perfect as their own species. But I guess if I had to choose, it would be
right.
That.
Like you have to. Right. Would you rather?
Right. Yeah.
Do you ever feel pressure with your relationship online, or expectations for perfection?
No, because I try really hard to like make sure people know that nothing's ever perfect. Like I don't want people to think my relationship is perfect because I think that is impossible to have a perfect relationship. So I don't really feel pressure to like uphold, like I would never like lie about my relationship online if things weren't like perfect, like I don't feel the pressure to like hold up a facade about my relationship online. I'm always going to be honest about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of these, so we can you probably answer this a million times.
Okay.
But when did you and Cody both know that the other was the one?
I can't speak for Cody. I would like to say the minute he met me, he knew that I was the one. But I can't speak for him, so I'm not going to put words in his mouth. But I feel like, okay, like when I met him, actually, like when we first met and we first started talking, I knew something was different. Like I just felt different about it. It just felt different. And it felt like very right. And then as we continued to get to know each other, there was never a moment where I was like, is he the one? Like, is this going to work? Like, I never questioned it ever. I was always just like, no, this is it. Like when he asked me on our first date, I had a boyfriend when Cody and I met. We'd only been dating for like a few months. It wasn't like I knew he wasn't the one. If I knew anything, it was that. But Cody asked me on our first date and it was like a week before. And I had only known him for a couple weeks, but I remember thinking to myself, like, I'm going to tell my kids about this date one day because it's going to be their dad.
Oh, my God.
So I have to make sure that, like, I don't have a boyfriend for the, like, I have to end this relationship I'm in because I know, I just knew. And I don't know, like, exactly when that happened, but it was obviously pretty early on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
This is kind of a follow-up for me, but, like, I feel like now dating is so much about like, don't show that you're interested.
Yeah.
Or else they're going to get turned off from
right.
that. Mm-hmm. And like, if you show extreme interest, people are like, oh my God, love bombing.
Right.
Did you feel any pressure to like hide your feelings at the beginning?
No, but I was obviously being respectful of my relationship that I was in. So like, yeah. In a way I was, but not because of Cody, more of like, because of the other person, and I didn't want to like do anything weird there, so that was different. But like I think there's a difference between like just showing someone you like them and being honest about it, and there's like a difference between that and like love bombing.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't like telling Cody like I'm in love with you. I didn't right. tell him I knew our kids were gonna hear about this date one day.
Yeah.
But like I wasn't like scared to text him if I wanted to text him, or like hang out, like see if he wanted to hang out. Like I think like you should just always kind of like put yourself out there like that. I just
yeah.
because if the person, if it's like reciprocated, they're not going to be weirded out by it. Like they're not going to be like,
like, if they like you too, they're just going to be like, okay, cool, we like each other. Like, it doesn't, it's never that, like, deep, I feel like. The games don't actually need to exist.
Yeah.
When you guys both just like each other.
That's, like, the best advice.
I really believe it.
Yeah.
And I think it's true. And if you like someone, like, fuck it. Like, they should know that you like them, you know? And if they don't feel the same, at least you, like, were open and honest about how you felt.
And you're going to, like, save time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Another person talking about cheese. What's the best date you've been on together? Someone asked that, so I feel like that's a good follow-up.
The best date Cody and I have been on? That's really, really tough. I don't know. We've been on so many good dates. I think the ones that are like just have like a funny story. Like, I don't know. There's one, this I guess isn't really a date, but it was kind of a date. I don't know if this is the first thing that came to my mind, but we went on like a trip together to Hawaii. Like maybe, this was before we were engaged. So it was like 3 years ago maybe. But we like spent the whole afternoon. We were like gonna go to the pool bar and then go to the pool. But instead we sat at the pool bar and like made friends with the bartender and like ended up like getting so drunk and then like went to go eat at the restaurant at the hotel. But like, we were like the perfect amount of drunk. We were both on the same page. And then we just like sat at the table and we were like, I love you. Like we were just like so happy and drunk and like eating. And it was just like, we had like the best time ever, but like we weren't planning on that being the day at all. Or like just funny, like restaurants that we've been to that ended up like being a lot more like the meal was a lot different than we expected. Just like, I don't know. I can't pinpoint one thing, but like just when we're just like laughing and having fun together, it's just the best. Doesn't need to be anything too fancy.
If you could only eat one cuisine for dinner, what would it be?
Probably like Din Tai Fung, like noodles, dumplings.
The cucumber salad.
Yeah, cucumber salad.
The red bean dumplings.
Yeah, I would say Din Tai Fung specifically probably would be, I would eat it every single
I open Uber Eats, it's like, order again? Just order again?
It's too far from me now. Like, it's like, I don't eat it very much anymore. It's like such a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
OMG.
That, I just love Asian cuisine so much. So I would say Din Tai Fung.
Yeah, dim sum is like the best of the best.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Salsa, guac, queso.
Fuck, marry, kill, salsa, guac, queso. Okay, this might be a little controversial. I'm killing guac. I'm sorry. I am. I don't love avocados. It's got to be a very specific guac for me to want to keep it in the game. And I just can't guarantee that. So I'm going to kill guac. I'm marrying salsa because I know I can count on it. And I'll fuck queso. Kind of crazy. You know queso's crazy.
Crazy.
So queso and I have a good little night together.
Like a spicy queso.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
With like the little green chilies.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best.
Good queso is just so good.
Messiest/funniest drunk moment.
there's a few. I feel like I don't even know, because there's, you know, I'm 30, so like I have one from like a few from after college, I have a few from during college, I have my 17th birthday. That was crazy. Like, I just, that was like the first time I ever drank, and I had like 12, maybe it was like 7 to 12. What was the beer? I think it was Busch Light. Oh, what was the beer? It might have been, it was like just like the kind of beer we had in high school. And I was just sitting in a chair, and I was like, I'm only drinking beer, like I'm fine. But I had so many, and I had never drank really. And I threw up the whole way home outside of my friend's car and was just a mess. And that was my first drunken mistake, I would say. But it was fun. It was Keystone. I don't remember the kind of beer it was, but
Natty Light vibes.
That's what it was.
No way.
It was Natty Light.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marsh. Yeah.
How'd I know? I felt it.
Yeah. I give off those vibes.
Favorite winter activity?
Watching Hallmark movies is my favorite winter activity. I love Hallmark Christmas movies. Any Christmas movie, really. Just watching Christmas movies in general is my favorite thing. And baking cookies and stuff, you know? All the fun little Christmassy activities.
Yeah. This one's just... Would you rather be a beaver for like half a day or eat an entire butter? You guys are so funny.
That's a hilarious question. And also,
the circlers are so funny.
They're great. I think I'd rather eat a whole stick of butter.
No desire to be a beaver?
I don't know that I want to be a beaver for like half a day.
Yeah.
Give me a day. It seems like a lot of work for half a day.
Not enough payoff.
I don't want to build a dam.
No.
I would rather just eat a whole stick of butter and kind of see what happens.
Right. If you could switch places with any celebrity couple for a day, who would you switch with?
I think I would want to switch with... I have two that came to mind right away, and it was Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Or I think it would be them, you know, because like they're friends with Taylor Swift and like they're like, I just like them. They're funny and they seem to like each other. And
yeah.
So I think them, but also like Kris Jenner and Corey. Like, because I just need to know what a day in the life of like any of the Kardashians is like, because it just seems so crazy to me.
Yeah.
And Kris is like, she's the mother.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like Kris and Corey, that's who I'd want to switch with, maybe.
That's like the inner workings.
Yeah, because that's like when I want to be nosy. Yeah. Like, that's who I want to switch with when I want to be nosy. And Blake and Ryan is like when I want to just be like calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love. Did you see when Kris was like, Chloe, like, you should start a podcast? And it started World War III.
No, I didn't.
It was like on a recent episode.
Oh, I should watch. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, Chloe, if you ever want to like just come on a podcast.
Yeah, right.
This could be a first good first one.
We have a seat for you.
Super simple.
Are you into astrology?
I'm curious about it. I just don't know a lot about it. And it starts to get confusing to me when like the sun and the moon, when there's like the multiple ones.
Yeah.
But like I know, like I'll be like, oh, I'm a Libra or that kind of stuff. And especially when I got pregnant, then I was like, I want to know more about like what my kid would be like. But I don't know too much about it, but I'm not into it. I don't know. My brain just doesn't soak it up.
Yeah. How do I not be a whore in my 20s?
If you want to be a whore, whore is just like such an intense word, I feel like. We could like leave it. Just like, I just feel like, I don't know. That feels like, it feels like a mean word.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, but it just feels like a jarring word.
Yeah, it's kind of intense. I think it's the sound.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, it's just like an intense word. But like, if you want to live it up in your 20s and like be a whore, as you said, go for it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do whatever you want to do. It's your life. Don't make yourself feel bad about that. Do whatever you want. If you don't want to hook up with people, don't do it just because you feel like you have to. But like, if you want to experience people and things and all of that, go for it.
What do you love most about the friends who are closest to you? Why do they stand out? That's so sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh God, I think that's such a good question, but it's so hard to just like think of an answer. But I feel like the friends that I'm thinking of are the kind of friends where it just, oh my God, how do I even word this? Like any thought, any like crazy, funny, insane, dark thought, whatever it is, like is always safe. And like no matter for them to me and for me to them, like I don't have to think about what I'm saying and how it's going to be perceived when I'm talking to them, because I just like, we all have such like a mutual love and understanding of who the other people are, like deep down, I feel like. And we're not like, we don't want to, like, we want to support that person regardless of anything, who they are. Like, we love them for who they are. And I just feel like the friends I'm thinking of, we're all just like so truly ourselves around each other. And just like, in every sense can just be honest about who we are, whether it's like funny and weird or like dark and kind of crazy. But it's like we all just like love each other so much for who we actually are. And it just makes for such like a beautiful friendship.
So, I love that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I loved your answer. This one is important to me. Okay. Thoughts on hummus.
Thoughts on hummus. I love hummus. You know, I don't think you can go wrong with hummus. I think it's wonderful. I actually like, I've made my own hummus a few times. Mm-hmm. And I felt so good about it. And it was delicious. And I'm a big hummus girl.
Favorite flav?
I like an original.
Classic.
I do like the three-layer one from Trader Joe's.
So good.
Yeah, there is like a three-layer hummus from Trader Joe's.
A
and
jalapeno.
If you haven't tried it, it's in like a tub. But go try that. That's, oh God, I kind of want to stop on the way home and get that.
Yeah.
That is good. So, yeah, I love hummus.
Dance team story, please.
Oh, my God. I don't really have any. I feel like my, like, I was like, okay, it was like a, I was technically a cheerleader, but my freshman and sophomore year, you had to be on JV, and that was like cheer, where we're like holding each other up. And then my junior and senior year, you had to be on varsity, and that was like more dance pom team. And that's really where I like thrived, because I danced my whole life, but like, we didn't really have anything crazy, nothing I can think of. Oh, we did make my cheer coach cry one time and like leave practice. So I do feel bad about that, but she also shouldn't have left. I just want to make that clear. She literally just left. Like, we were like, we don't want to wear our hair. She wanted us to wear our hair a certain way, and the girls like got together and like we were like, we have to stick up for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we like put our foot down and we were like, we're not gonna do that hair. And she was like, I can't believe you guys are going against me. And she cried and then she left. And I was the captain. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess practice is over. And I was like, we can't just stand here. Like, we have to go, like, to an adult. Because we were, like, I was, like, a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
And.
You were captain?
I was captain.
Oh, my gosh.
I was captain my senior year and my sophomore year and my freshman year.
Did you like that, like, leadership role of peers?
I did.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, I did it for, like, 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I loved it.
Sometimes a challenge, though, to be, like, if you're the president of a club in school.
For sure, yeah.
And, like, everyone's your age, but you still have to kind of, like, call the shots a little bit.
Yes. I remember my freshman year, I was really, really shy when I first started high school. And I, like, didn't speak. I don't know how they voted me captain. I had a really good speech. And okay. I think that's what did it. But, like, yeah. I was not, like, the popular girl on the team. And there was this one girl who tried to... Like, it was my job to call what cheer we did. And she was like, I'll do it. Like, she tried to, like, take over. And I remember, like, standing there and being like, you have to, like, speak.
Yeah.
Because she's going to walk all over you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm actually the captain. That was, like, the peak of the movie. Like, my life just right there changed. And then I started calling the shots much louder then. But I was like, I almost was this close to getting walked all over.
Like, looking back, we can thank her.
We can.
The lesson was, you know, stand up.
Stick up for yourself.
Stick up. That was a good dance team story, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, there was a lot there.
Yeah. I unpacked a lot just now.
Yeah.
We can do one more.
Okay. I do love this one.
Okay.
Last question. What's your go-to hype song?
My go-to hype song? Maybe like, bitch better have my money.
Yeah, so
good. I feel like that gets me like really feeling myself.
Yeah, so good.
It depends on what I need to get hyped for, honestly. But I can always count on that one. Or Prima Donna by Marina. Prima Donna Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is it called Prima Donna Girls or Prima Donna?
By who?
Marina. Marina and the Diamonds, it used to be.
I think it's just Prima Donna. Yep.
Okay. That one also gets me going. Yeah, that's my answer. Okay, well, there's going to be another Q&A episode coming out at another point during maternity leave, so look out for that. I love doing these, and I love you all so much. Thanks for all the questions, and I'll see you next time. Thanks, Marsh.
Thanks.
Bye, guys. See you next time. Love you.
Yeah, yo.
Oh my God. Yeah, yo. Getting amped. Yeah, yo. This song is too good.
It's so good. All right, we're gonna get copyrighted on YouTube. So
we
bye.
Are. So, sorry. Sorry. Okay. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.